The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Wrestling. Today it's the finals of the D3 District Tournament in Elm Creek. High School Wrestling on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
This is big. They're in the same district. This is a big, big match. Now Weegis trying to back up. He gets to his butt. If he can slide through, he'll get the escape. But it looks like we're headed to overtime at 106. And in on a shot is Worth. He's in on a double leg, trying to throw him. It's going to be Weegis, and he falls on his back, and Worth is going to win it. Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham. 9-7 in overtime.
A trip to next week's state tournament in Omaha is on the line as the area's best wrestlers vie for a district title. All the exciting action is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, it's time for the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Elm Creek right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Elm Creek High School. It is time for the D3 District Wrestling Championships on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Once again, we are pleased to be here on the biggest afternoon of the year for high school wrestlers across the state. The heartbreak round has just concluded, and over our next few minutes here, we'll be taking a look at who's in the finals, who's in the consolations. We'll take a look at the team scores. We'll take a look at who has qualified for state, and we'll take a look, obviously, at who will be wrestling against each other in these championship matches where we have some really good matchups. We even have a rematch of a state semifinal last year when Wyatt Shockey of Amherst will take on Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe at 160 pounds. We do have, of course, some rated wrestlers that will be going against each other. Only a couple of kids that by HuskerMat.com's rankings were number six that did not make it in to the semi or into the championship round, with those guys still making it through. Now, the D3 district this year, a lot of folks believe it is way, way down. Amherst is the only rated team at this district, and when you only have four districts, 10 teams are ranked, that shows you the power of the rest, and Amherst is dominating here. Coming into this heartbreak round, they had 182.5 points, 99.5 points more than Cambridge, who was setting in second. We'll take a look at where we're at with those team scores and hear from some of our fine sponsors. You are listening to the D3 District Wrestling Meet, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer in your area for the best in planting technology. Proud to support the area wrestlers and coaches at state, Craig Weegis and Pioneer Seeds, the technology leader. We'll be right back.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power. This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're glad to have you along with us here from Elm Creek. We want to thank all the fine folks here at Elm Creek for their hospitality, of course, and their help. It takes a lot of work to put on a wrestling tournament and to bring you a wrestling broadcast, and we're glad to be here to do that for you. Also want to remind you that tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, we will be on the air here on Classic Hits with our annual wrestling rally. It's like the 14th or something like that. I quit counting after 10. But tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and if you're new to the area, that will explain it to you. If you've been with us and a wrestling fan, then you know what it's all about. But a lot of the area wrestlers that qualify for state today will be in the studio along with their coaches. We'll take a look at their state preview. We'll take a look at how the districts broke down today. We'll look at how things stack up in the team race. We'll talk with Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com, get a state perspective, and we'll also be doing some interviews via the phone with the coaches a little bit farther outside of the travel area, but Kearney High and Kearney Catholic and Amherst and Ravenna and Elwood and Elm Creek, and there's just so many of the coaches that have joined us over the years. We're looking forward to that tomorrow, and it gets underway at 3 o'clock, lasts a couple of hours, and we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. And speaking of those nice ladies from Elm Creek, we have the updated team standings, so let's take a look at them. The funny thing is Amherst isn't going to pull away here in this round because they only had a couple three kids in that heartbreak round. So here are your current team scores in our 17-team D3 district. In 17th place is Axtell with 15 points. In 16th is Alma with 19 points. In 15th place is North Central. That is your Bassett Rock County school conglomeration in the northern part of the state. They have to make quite the trip down here to Elm Creek, but they are in 15th place with 24. And Selma Myrna is 14th with 27. In 13th is South Loop. That's Callaway Arnold. They have 33 points. Wilcox Hildreth and Ansley Arcadia are tied for 11th. Each have 36 points. In the top 10, Elm Creek is number 10 with 41. Elwood is 9th with 46.5. Pleasanton is 8th with 51.5. Eustis Farnham is 7th with 58. You have a tie for 5th between SEM and Arapahoe. Each have 66 points. Overton, maybe the surprise team, they have really elevated their program here over the last couple of years due to getting a few more kids out and having some success. Overton, who had been towards the bottom of this district and maybe gets one kid to state a year, they set in 4th place with 68 points. In 3rd place is Sandhills-Thedford with 69. Your runner-up at the moment is Cambridge with 102. And your district leader and will be your district champion, of course, is Amherst, 189.5 points. They are the number one team in D, according to HuskerMat. They're the number two team, according to the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association, but head coach Tyler Herman is the one that ranks Class D, so he puts Pender number one, kind of in a coaching strategy, although many people believe Pender-Amherst, it's going to be nip and tuck all the way down to the final matches in Omaha next week. And speaking of Omaha, just a reminder that A&D will be the evening session next Thursday. That means they will start at 4:30, B and C at 9:30 in the morning. This is the second year they've went to the 10 mats, so they start a little later and they get done a little quicker. So B and C in Omaha at the CenturyLink. If you all of a sudden go, what do you mean the CenturyLink? That's the new name of the Quest Center. So CenturyLink, BNC, 9:30, then they follow that right up with the quarterfinals. Then at 4:30, A&D get going, and they follow that right up with the quarterfinals. Then they have the wrestlebacks all day Friday. The semifinals Friday night begin at 5 o'clock in all classes, which, again, we cover live all night long Friday here on Classic Hits 98.9. Then on Saturday, the wrestlebacks will begin at 9 a.m., and the state championships begin at 2 o'clock next Saturday on Nebraska Educational Television. Doug Duda with you here at the D3 District Wrestling Meet. We'll tell you who's in the finals, who's wrestling for third and fourth right after this break.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Mary's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Source Gas is more than your gas company, with qualified technicians trained to service most models of appliances. See Source Gas for all your natural gas needs. Best of luck, wrestlers.
And welcome back to coverage of the D3 District Wrestling Meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. When you need seed, Craig is the man to take care of you. And let's take a look now at who is in the championship matches here in the D3 District Wrestling Meet at Elm Creek. At 106 pounds, it will be Brian Weeches of Amherst taking on Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham. Weeches lost to Worth in the Amherst invite, which we saw earlier this year in overtime, but then Weeches beat Worth in the Sandhills-Thedford meet and also in the conference tournament. So he's 2-1 against him. Weeches is ranked second at 106, and Worth is ranked fifth. At 113, Lucas Cox, maybe the most decorated wrestler in Alma school history, is 41-0 on the season. He has done some outstanding things for Coach Felix and the crew there. He was sixth at state last year. He's currently ranked third in the state, according to Husker Mat. He came into this tournament with 119 wins and has the fastest pin in school history at both 103 and 112 pounds. Cox ranked third in the state at 41-0. He finished sixth at state last year. He'll take on Brant Florell of Amherst, first meeting of the year. At 120 pounds, Logan Dibbern of Amherst, ranked second in the state at 37-5, will take on Nick Johnson of Wilcox-Hildreth at 15-5. Wilcox-Hildreth has also had a pretty nice district tournament here, and they will get a few kids to state. They have not wrestled this year. Johnson was unable to wrestle at the FKC meet, so they did not get that chance. At 126 pounds, Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst is 27-6. He'll take on Kalen Farr of Cambridge, who's 28-6. The Amherst and Cambridge teams saw each other once this year at Amherst, but these two wrestlers did not meet up. At 132 pounds, Devin Dibbern of Amherst, ranked second in the state at 31-3, against Wyatt Kipp of Arapahoe, ranked fifth in the state at 30-3. Dibbern beat Kipp earlier this year. Kipp finished sixth at state last year. We'll take a look at more of the finalists right after this. You're listening to the D3 District Wrestling Meet on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And we are back here at the D3 District Meet. Doug Duda with you here as we take a look at more of our wrestlers that are getting ready to be in the championship matches. And we left you off at 138 where Tanner Tobenheim, ranked number one in the state, defending state champion, 43-0, will take on Derek Stabenow of Elm Creek, 32-11. Anytime you see a kid with a record like that, it means they probably got a lot of third places this year, unless they were in a number of dual tournaments. And so far this year, Tobenheim has beaten Stabenow twice. At 145 pounds, Aaron Winberg of Pleasanton, who is ranked sixth in the state, will take on Chance Giles of Sandhills Thedford, who's 31-13. Winberg's 30-3. They have not wrestled each other this year, and Winberg finished fifth in the state meet last year. At 152 pounds, another number one ranked wrestler, Jake Wells of Anselmo Myrna, 25-2 against Calvin Frericks of SEM, who's 28-6. This will be the first meeting of the year between those two. At 160 pounds, Wyatt Shockey of Amherst, who is number two in the state at 40-1 on the season, he will take on Patrick Gardner of Arapaho. Now, they have not met this year, but Shockey beat Gardner three times last year, including the districts and the state semifinals. He beat him 5-1 in the state semis. Shockey was a state runner-up last year, and Gardner finished in sixth place. Wyatt Shockey's only loss so far this year has come to Eklund of a Friend, and so that's why he is number two. Eklund is number one at 160. At 170 pounds, Stuart Hercock of Amherst, who wrestled for Ansley Arcadia last year and finished fifth in state, he's second in his weight division at 34-2. He'll take on Alec McCurdy of Cambridge, who he beat earlier this year. Hercock's only two losses have come to the Cedar Valley wrestler. At 100, and we can tell you that at 170 pounds, that Cedar Valley wrestler is Brett Ryan. He's 1-2 against him. At 182, Austin Pierce of SEM is ranked fifth in the state. He'll take on Vade Jensen of Wilcox Hildreth, who he's beaten twice this year. Pierce is 25-3. Jensen is 24-10. At 195 pounds, Dalton Meyer of Elm Creek, ranked number one in the state. He will be taking on Cy Barnes of SEM, who he has beaten earlier this year. Looks like three times they have wrestled. And Meyer finished fifth in the state tournament last year. His only loss come to St. Paul's Swoboda for Dalton Meyer. At 220, Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst ranked second at 32-2 against Brandon Jarrett of Overton at 27-7. He has beaten him once this year. And then at heavyweight, maybe the best wrestler in the state, Michael Schaaf. He is 33-0, ranked number one. He is the two-time defending state champion, three-time finalist. He'll take on Zachary Zelensky of Overton, who's ranked fifth at 22-10. Four of those 10 losses for the freshman Zelensky have been to Mike Schaaf. I got to talk to Mike here earlier this afternoon as he was spending some downtime out here. Why? Because, again, he dominated his two opponents today. Schaaf won his first-round match in 15 seconds and his semifinal in 11 seconds. He says Zelensky's a good freshman. That's what he had to say, obviously with a smile, saying, you know, how he knows how good he is. But he says Zelensky's got potential. And so some words of praise there for the Overton freshman. So those are your starting lineups. We'll take a look at the third and fourth place matches right after this.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Source Gas is more than your gas company, with qualified technicians trained to service most models of appliances. See Source Gas for all your natural gas needs. Best of luck, wrestlers.
We're about ready to get things started here at Elm Creek, getting an earlier start to the finals. As we get ready to tell you who's going to be battling here, I want to look at some of the consolations. At 106, Bo Slingsby of Ansley Arcadia against Anthony Hill of Pleasanton. At 113, Tommy Roth of Ansley Arcadia, Aaron Heffley of Eustis Farnham. At 120, Ansley Arcadia's Lance Loom against Wyatt Eggleston of South Loup. At 126, it'll be Walter Flynn of Elwood against Ethan Enix of Overton. At 132, Anthony Rodriguez of Cambridge against Jake Buring of SEM. At 138 pounds, Brady Grafton of Elwood against Anthony Shimon of Arapaho. They met in the quarterfinal rounds with Grafton winning 4-3. It will be at 145, Eric Rasmussen of Amherst against Thad Ryman of Elwood. Consolations at 152, Tyler Kipp of Arapaho and Ben Pickering of Sandhill Stedford. At 160, Lance Taylor of Axtell, Armando Tapia of Pleasanton. At 170, Dylan Simonson of Sandhill Stedford and Trey Colburn of Overton. At 182, Charton Clark of North Central, Garrett Nielsen of Eustis Farnham. At 195, Gary Payne of Sandhill Stedford, Brock Schaff of Cambridge. At 220, Robert Hanna of Cambridge, Shane Robbins of Eustis Farnham. And at 285, Taylor Hyde of South Loup and Clinton Fales of Anselmo Myrna are in the consolation, which means they were the winners in that heartbreak round to get them on to the state tournament. We'll take one final break and begin our wrestling. You've been listening to High School Wrestling and our new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll get it underway after this.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here at the D3 District Wrestling Meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, proud to support the area wrestlers and coaches at State. Craig Weeches and Pioneer Seeds, the technology leader. Well, the fourth meeting of the year at 106 between Brian Weeches of Amherst and Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham in the consolation match. Already some action underway. Again, remembering the consolations, the first period is just 1 minute long. You've got Slingsby of Ansley Arcadia and Hill of Pleasanton that are doing battle there. And it is Hill of Pleasanton with the early takedown. And he will have a 1-0 lead at the end of the first period. Now he gets some near fall points, and he's going to have a 5-0 lead at the end of the period. So 5-0 for Hill over Ansley Arcadia's Slingsby. And again, always want to be a 3, not a 4, if you get that opportunity with a better chance to win a first-round match at the state tournament. So far, a minute into the championship between Weeches of Amherst and Worth of Eustis Farnham. Not much going on here as Worth goes in on a weak double leg, and Weeches is able to counter. He's got him down on the mat. If he can circle, he'll get the takedown here as he tries to work a far side cradle, and now he gets that takedown. So Weeches with the takedown, and he's up 2-0 with 40 seconds to go here in the first period. Ansley Arcadia in the consolation has decided to take down in Bo Slingsby here to start period number two. He's trailing 5-0. Back over to the championship match. Worth tries to make a move off bottom. Can't spin out of there. Now he comes to his backside and still controlled by Weeches. Weeches doing a great job here after losing to him in overtime at the Amherst Invite. He won the next two matches, and he has got the takedown here with a 2-0 lead, 10 seconds to go in the first period. Over at Kearney Catholic, by the way, a close team race there. Valentine had a 2.5-point lead over Sergeant Burwell heading into the championship round over there with Kearney Catholic, 107-5 qualifiers. Now we've got an escape here in the consolation match for Slingsby. He's now down 5-1 to Hill of Pleasanton. Back to the championship. It ends up 2-0 after the first period. Weeches of Amherst. Weeches will defer the toss, and Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham will choose down. They've went to two mats here, so they'll try and keep the championships on one and the consolations on the other, but it looks like Worth must have a little bit of a nosebleed, so they're going to go have him check it out. It was such a little bit there that he wasn't even aware of it. The official made him go over and take care of it. Now in the consolation where we've got some wrestling, here's a takedown for Bo Slingsby. And he is trailing now just 5-3 over Hill of Pleasanton. Pleasanton put him, Hill put him on his back in the first period to go up 5-0. Now Hill circling off his backside, trying to get out of there for the escape. Can't get it done. Don't forget the A1 is going on in Grand Island. The A4 is at Kearney High today. District wrestling, we are at the D3 here in Elm Creek. Back over to the championship. We get wrestling underway at 106. Weeches with the lead. Up 2-0, and Worth is on bottom here to start the second period, and nothing has happened here in the first 20 seconds. Weeches has controlled him high here, working the arm, trying to grab the wrist, trying to get the wing there and get him turned over. Now Worth gets a good base, but just a good wrestling match here. When you wrestle each other as often as these guys have, this is the fourth meeting, you kind of know each other's moves. Back over to the consolation match. They have come to the end of the second period, and after two, it is 5-3 in favor of Hill of Pleasanton, leading Slingsby of Ansley Arcadia. It looks like Ansley Arcadia going to get bottom again in the third period. And now back at the championship, it is Weeches turning Worth, and he gets a quick stick. All in one move, he takes him from the top and pins him in 2 minutes and 53 seconds. Brian Weeches, who was a state runner-up last year, goes 34-6, and he is your first district champion here in 2012. So congratulations to Brian Weeches on getting that. Now back over to the consolation again. Hill is able to get some near fall points here, it looks like. Haven't awarded him yet. Maybe he only had the two count. It is 5-3, Hill of Pleasanton. The next championship match is Lucas Cox of Alma and Brant Florell from Amherst. And the next consolation will be Roth of Ansley Arcadia and Heffley of Eustis Farnham. But we are underway at the 113-pound championship. All kinds of action here in the consolation as it's 7-3. Ansley Arcadia maybe gets some near fall points here. Now it's 9-3. Hill with the lead. Ansley Arcadia thought they had the reversal. They didn't award that to him, and wouldn't have mattered anyway. Hill would have got it right back. Hill looking good here in the consolation match. Lucas Cox, 41-0. He's now won 100 121 total matches in his career. Now Hill has got Slingsby on his back here in the consolation. He's got him scissored up with just 30 seconds to go. Going to be hard to get any more pressure on him than what he's got because they're on the edge of the mat. Slingsby trying to squeeze off the mat, and he will, but it is 12-3 after the near fall, and there is only 16 seconds remaining. First minute at 112, nothing has happened there. Lucas Cox, he's only ranked third at 112 pounds, and that makes you wonder the competition level a little bit for Lucas. Tyler Blevins of Weeping Water and multiple state medalist Jesse Lammers of Cedar Valley are the young men that are ranked ahead of him, and obviously he's wrestled neither one of those. And when you're taking on an Amherst wrestler, you never know. You expect Florell to give him quite a match here. Back over the consolation match. Time is starting to run out here, although a reversal is given to Slingsby. He tried to put Hill straight to his back. Couldn't get the job done, and he is going to run out of time. And in the consolation match, it will be Anthony Hill of Pleasanton, a 12-5 winner over Bo Slingsby of Ansley Arcadia to take third place. Your winner at 106, Brian Weeches of Amherst, and a pin in 253. And now Cox gets a takedown with 8 seconds to go in the first period, and Lucas Cox will have a 2-0 lead at the end of the first period of the 113-pound final over Brant Florell of Amherst. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek, and the World Wide Web, as always, PlatteRiverPreps.com. No matter where you're at, whether it's Sandhills, Thedford, whether it's up in the Bassett area, we'll have your wrestlers here for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Basketball is going on today, the Heartland Hoops Classic, which is taking place in Grand Island. Those games currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The final three games tonight at 5:45. They start here on Classic Hits. The Nebraska men's basketball team currently getting thumped by Penn State. They were down 18 at last check. That's on the Breeze, 94.5. Back over to the 113-pound final. Cox of Alma will take bottom to start the second period. He explodes off bottom, rides his man to the outside, but they will come off the mat, and Florell able to hold on long enough. Now we get ready for the 113-pound consolation. Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham and Tommy Roth of Ansley Arcadia. 2-0 here for Cox of Alma. Got the late takedown with about 8 seconds to go in the first period over Florell of Amherst. Of course, Amherst, a good mixture of young kids in there with their fine upperclassmen, but they go sophomore, freshman, freshman, sophomore, freshman until you get to Tyler Tobenheim, who's a senior. So a lot of kids in this spot for the first time, even for the powerful Amherst team, who has an 80-point lead coming into this round, 189.5 to 102 over Cambridge. Back in the consolation match, Ansley Arcadia gets the early takedown here for Roth. Had Heffley on his back after getting the reversal, but no points awarded for a near fall. So it's 2-2. Heffley had the takedown. Roth had the reversal. Back over in the championship match, little is happening here at 113. Florell doing a good job of riding out the unbeaten Lucas Cox of Alma. Cox exploded off bottom the first couple of whistles to start the period, but since then, Florell just kind of locking up the arms, and now there is a stall warning on Brant Florell. There was nothing going on, and that was our next word. And Carl Streeter, one of the officials here, puts the stall warning out with 20 seconds to go. So now Florell's got to wrestle off top. He's going to get his choice, can probably come off bottom in the third period, but the late takedown of the first period made it 2-0, and Florell just trying to work the arms. And the last minute here of this second period has been nothing but Lucas Cox trying to military crawl off his belly. And there is the end of the period with no change. 2-0 Lucas Cox over Brant Florell. And Florell, the young freshman at 24-6, will take bottom to start the third period. Back over in the consolation match, 3-2 is your score. Eustace Farnham's Heffley has the advantage over Roth of Ansley Arcadia, just underway in the second period of the consolation match, third and fourth. Brian Weeches wins the championship at 106. Right now, Lucas Cox of Alma has a 2-0 lead over Brant Florell. Next will be Logan Dibbern over Nick Johnson. Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth. Johnson will have his hands full there against the number two wrestler in the state in Logan Dibbern, who we saw earlier this year just manhandle his opponent from up at Plainview in the Amherst invite. Come off the whistle now, a minute 40 to go. Cox trying to break down Florell and keep him on the mat. Hold on to that 2-0 lead, maybe get a turn here. Florell obviously needs to get off bottom. Comes to his feet, but on the edge of the mat. Cox has done a good job of keeping him on the edge of the mat when there is any trouble, but there hasn't been a whole lot here because Cox scored with 8 seconds to go in the first period, so that made it 2-0, and then he was ridden out in the second period. Again, Florell comes to his feet and is broken back down again by Cox on the edge of the mat. So they're headed towards the outside again. Now back over at the consolation, Heffley has taken control here. From the top position, he's able to get the turn in the near fall. It is 6-2 with 40 seconds to go in the second period in favor of Heffley. Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham, the sophomore, 30-6 on the season. Trying to roll through there is Roth of Anzi Arcadia, but Heffley just comes right with him. Back to the championship. They're off the mat again with a minute 5 to go here. I think Coach Tyler Herman has been pleased so far with what Brant Florell has done. But the problem is, not only does Florell have to score, he's got to score two. He's down 2-0. So even if he gets the escape, it's going to be pretty tough to take down an undefeated wrestler in Cox. But Cox just kind of holding on. Lucas is not really doing much here. And I would expect a stall warning to come on his end here very soon. Already one on Florell. Florell's coming up, and Cox is just kind of pushing him, holding on to the end of the mat. We've had numerous restarts here in the third period with 55 seconds remaining. Consolation is through two periods, and it is Aaron Heffley, a 6-2 lead, Eustace Farnham over Tommy Roth of Ansley Arcadia, and Heffley takes down. Now back to the championship. Florell finally gets on his feet, faces Cox, but Cox holds on to that ankles, and he dumps him to his back, and they will come to the edge of the mat, and I think Coach Herman said, get off the mat, we need to restart, and all he's doing is holding on. They want the stall call. We're going to get him off the edge of the mat. Instead of a stall, we'll just say they're out of bounds. 33 seconds is all that's remaining. Cox a 2-0 lead over Brant Florell of Amherst. Florell has neither wrestler was able to get off bottom. The only score, the takedown with 8 seconds to go in the first period. Florell tries to come to his base. Cox just riding the hips, runs him out of bounds again. They haven't been officially out of bounds, but they're right on the edge. Cox just takes him to the edge and drops him down. Another restart, 21 and a half seconds to go. Back to our consolation match. We've got an escape and a takedown for Heffley. So he has now went up 9-2 in his control over Roth of Ansley Arcady here at the D3 meet. Championship, 20 seconds to go. Can Florell somehow find a way to get a reversal here against an undefeated wrestler? It's highly doubtful. And now Cox has come up and he's just got a wrist and he's holding on. He's just holding on and holding on. Florell gets a base, but under 6 seconds to go. And that's how the 113-pound final will finish. Lucas Cox, a district champion, by a score of 2-0 over Brant Florell of Amherst. And so Cox of Alma, Weeches of Amherst, they were the number one seeds coming in, and they have won their matches. Got a reversal here for Roth of Ansley Arcadia, but it's not going to be enough. He's down 9-4 with 30 seconds left. Let's take a quick break. Logan Dibbert and Nick Johnson getting ready to wrestle. We'll have it for you when we come back.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back to the D3 District Wrestling Meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. And at 113 pounds, Logan Dibbern, or 120 pounds, excuse me, Logan Dibbern, no problem taking down Nick Johnson, but Johnson does get an escape, so it's 2-1 as they're halfway through the first period. He wasted no time. Johnson, though, I'll give you credit here. Nick has done a good job of battling out there. He is continually moving. And what Dibbern will be looking for here is to catch him and put him on his back. Dibbern is a very, very strong wrestler. Of course, you're going to hear this Dibbern name again over the next 4 years. And there's the takedown, and there he gets the cradle, and there Johnson's on his back. 35 seconds to go in the period. Dibbern trying to lock him up on the edge of the mat, and there's the pin. So it went down kind of like you figure, a minute 28. Logan Dibbern, the number two wrestler in the state at 120 pounds, will get our second pin of the finals. So a quick work there for Logan Dibbern. But again, Wilcox, Hildreth, Overton, there's a couple of schools that usually when you come to the D3 over the last 10 years, they've been towards the bottom of the team standings. Not so much anymore. At the 113 consolation, it did end up 9-4. Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham over Tommy Roth of Ansley Arcadia. Now at 120 consolation, Lance Loom of Ansley Arcadia, Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop. Eggleston was beaten by Johnson 2-1 in overtime in the semifinals. Eggleston was the 2 seed, Johnson was the 3, and he has jumped out to a 4-0 lead here at the end of the first period. Eggleston, and no surprise there after 1. And they will go both up, it looks like. No, Eggleston will take bottom to start the second. They strap it up now in the 126-pound final. Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst and Kalen Farr of Cambridge. And Farr with the first takedown here, our first little bit of a upset of any kind in the championship round. Farr of Cambridge and Klingelhofer of Amherst, neither one have wrestled so far this year. They are the 1-2 seeds. Mason 27-6, Farr 28-6, and neither one are ranked, according to HuskerMat.com. Farr gets the takedown here. Ironically, they did not face off in the Amherst Invitational. I think Farr got dumped before he could face off with Klingelhofer. 6-0, though, in the consolation match at 120 as Eggleston gets the reversal here and is taking care of Loom of Ansley Arcadia, who was the number 4 seed. Coming into today's meet, no real major upsets. There's a couple kids that were seated in that are in the consolation match, but especially up top, no major upsets here. So the seeds pretty much holding true. And it's 6-0 Eggleston with a minute to go in the second period at the 120 consolation. At the 126 championship, after the Farr takedown, not much is going on. He's trying to work the high arm bar here and just holding on is Klingelhofer. They eventually get to the top of the mat and will be off of the mat. 24 seconds remaining in period number 1. 2-0, Farr with the lead. Klingelhofer trying to work, get off bottom. And again, you may say, oh, well, Amherst got 9 kids in the finals. The important thing is here, getting as many champions as you can, because we'll see what the coaches say tomorrow. But I know when we talk to Ross Halford, he's going to look at how many champs did Pender get, how many champs did Amherst get. Right now, you're wrestling for state points. You get that district championship, you get a 4th seed out of D. That's a lot better than getting that 3 seed. And especially then you don't have to face another number 1 until at least the semifinals instead of the quarterfinals. So big, big match here. The match comes to an end with a pin in 4 minutes and 30 seconds, it looks like, or 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the second period for Eggleston of South Loop. So he will win the 120 consolation. And back over to the championship. After the 2-0 first period, choosing bottom will be Farr of Cambridge. So Klingelhofer of Amherst has to work from behind and now working up top. He's getting high here, and he gets him turned. He's got Farr on his back. He's got the near fall, and Farr struggles to get out of there as he locks up that wing and that arm bar. And, oh, boy, Klingelhofer has got him over the top, and he's got Farr in a little bit of trouble. Farr still trying to work here and get off that back. But Klingelhofer got enough for a 3-point near fall from the top. He didn't have to get a reversal or didn't take him down to his back. Heck of a move there by Klingelhofer, and it is 3-2. Minute 15 to go here in the second period. Klingelhofer 3, Farr of Cambridge 2. Now back over to consolation, 126. It's Wyatt Flint of Elwood who is making it to state for the 4th time in his career against Ethan Enix of Overton, a couple of conference foes. And now back over to the championship. Look out, Farr's on his back again. They want the pin. He's on the edge of the mat. They're not getting the pin. Amherst coaches, both of them, not very happy, but it doesn't matter. He drug him back on and got the pin. Klingelhofer pins Kalen Farr in 2 minutes and 13 seconds. And Amherst has their 3rd district champion. So they're 3 out of 4 here. Farr with the pin, getting pinned by Klingelhoffer of Amherst. So didn't look good early there. Farr got off to a good start, got the takedown, but then got caught on his back, couldn't quite get out of bounds. Give Klingelhoffer credit, he drug him back in and got the pin. Flint and Enix have a scoreless first period. So they'll go to the second period here, and Enix will take bottom. Back over now, 132-pound championship. Here should be one of the better ones of the day. Devin Dibbern of Amherst, Wyatt Kipp of Arapahoe, they know each other real well. Dibbern beat him earlier this year. Dibbern's 31-3, Kipp's 30-3. Kipp finished sixth at state last year. Devin's just a freshman, and he's going to come in and get the takedown. Devin, again, also has been very solid this year. But with the schedule Amherst wrestles, they have seen some of the great teams from around. Valentine, Sargent, Burwell, Ainsworth, they went up there. They went to the Sandhill-Stedford meet. They took on Central City. So normal Class D schools that don't travel as much as Amherst, you'd see some undefeated kids here, and you do later on in Tanner Tobenheim. But the younger kids here have had some matches early in the year that have got them a loss or two or three. So a minute into the 132-pound final, it's 2-0, and they'll come off the edge of the mat, reset, as Kipp will be on bottom, and Dibbern will be in control on top. Back over at the consolation match, still scoreless, a minute 10 to go in the second period, with Enix trying to work his way off bottom against Flint of Elwood, who again had to come back through that heartbreak round, even though he's a four-time state qualifier. He was the fourth seed here today, three-time state qualifier until he qualified, obviously, today. And Enix keeps trying to get up, and Flint keeps breaking him down. And they're on the edge of the mat again. Again, no change over here in the championship right now. Kipp just trying to find a way to stay alive against Dibbern of Amherst, who's trying to find that arm and work it from the high side. Amherst does a lot of work there, not so much with the leg, but a lot with the arm, and also I thought Dibbern was going to get in there on a cradle, and now he got the arm, but Kipp was waiting for that. He was trying to bait him a little bit there. He put that arm out there, and as he worked his hips, he almost flipped him through, but time is going to expire here in the first period with no more scoring. So at the end of the first period, Devin Dibbern of Amherst, a 2-0 lead over Wyatt Kipp of Arapahoe. We'll take a break. Be back with more D3 District Wrestling right after this on Classic Hits.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Small business plays a big part in the economy of our community and country as well. There's nothing small about it. Small business creates more jobs than any other sector in the economy. We believe in it. We support it. After all, we're a small business too. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
As we went to break, it was 2-0 Devin Dibbern starting the second period with Wyatt Kipp. Dibbern shows both up, and he does get the takedown here. So he's up 4-0, and he has now put Kipp on his back for a quick count. Gets the two-point near fall and is up 6-0 over Kipp of Arapahoe. At the consolation match, 1-0 is your score. Enix got a late escape over Flint of Elwood in the second period to lead it 1-0. And now Flint on bottom here trying to get the escape and even it up early in the third period. It's 1-0. Enix has the lead, and a stalemate is called as they're both riding the ankle. Back over to the championship, 50 seconds to go in the second period, and Devin Dibbern of Amherst, a 6-0 lead over Wyatt Kipp of Arapahoe. And just shows you how good Dibbern is, the way he's controlling this match against Kipp, who is an outstanding wrestler himself. Now he gets him high, gets him fireman, and turns him over, but then he gets lost, and Kipp reverses out of there. He's going to get a quick reversal, and Dibbern comes to his feet. Kipp steps over him. I think he got some near fall points, but gave up the reversal, and now, yeah, they do put it up. So it is 8-2 But at least Kip got on top, and we're going to see a stalemate here and reset. I don't think Kip really wanted that because he had a chance maybe to turn Dibbert onto his back, which doesn't get done. And they'll restart in the middle. Still, Enix leading Flint 1-0 with a minute to go in their match. Consolation at 126. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, Elwood, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com from the D3 District Wrestling Meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Dibbert working hard, trying to tip his way out of there, but Kip holding on, and that's how the end of the period will come upon us, 8-2. And now Flint gets turned to his back over here in the consolation at the very end. He gets pinned. Just that quickly, it looked like they were heading out of bounds, and I think that's what Flint thought was going to happen. And it ends up being a pin in 4 minutes and 29 seconds for Ethan Enix to finish third at 126 pounds. Back over at the championship, looks like Kip chose both up in the second period. So Dibbert takes bottom here in the third, and wow, is he explosive off that whistle. A big flurry here as they both roll through, and they're headed to the edge of the mat. Kip's about ready to lose control, and there it is, reversal for Dibbert. Dibbert up 10-2 now, a minute 40 to go in the 132-pound championship. Just so, so strong. 132-pound consolation, Anthony Rodriguez of Cambridge, Jake Buring of SEM. Rodriguez lost in the semis to Kip. Buring lost in the quarters to Kip. And they both fight their way through here and make it to the state tournament. So Cambridge and SEM wrestling here, and we'll get the early takedown for Rodriguez of Cambridge. He gets the takedown and is up 2-0. On the championship at 132 pounds, Dibbert of Amherst 10 and Kip of Arapahoe 2. Dibbert has been very, very strong here. Kip did get him reversed once and tried to finish through to the back, but Dibbert just too technical. He knows exactly what to do. And it's amazing that he's been beaten 3 times this year. But again, just a freshman for Dibbert. And then we get into some of the upper weights until you get up to Chris Rasmussen. Did not qualify for the finals. Finished third last year. You got kids here, 4, 5, 6, 7, 11 of these kids on the Amherst roster today medaled last year, and none of them were fourth. They were either first or third. Mason Klingelhofer got the only second for his team last year, and today he just won in 2-13 to bring home the championship. Down to 30 seconds to go. Dibbert up 10-2. He has already got some points. Now he tries to tip Kip. He wants to get him with that pin, and he's got him close to stepping over here if he can get the hips turned, and now the count has begun with 15 seconds to go. Will he get the pin? He's going to get the win. 10 seconds to go. Kip doing a good job of keeping his shoulders off the mat, but boy, is he contorted. And Dibbert's just going to keep pressuring, but time is going to run out. And the final score, once they award the 3-point near fall, will be Devin Dibbert 13 and Wyatt Kip 2. So the first 5 weight classes have all been won by the top seeds coming in. Rodriguez of Cambridge now has taken a 4-0 lead over Buring of SEM in the 132 consolation match, up 4-0. Coming up next, we've got the 138-pound championship. Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst, your defending state champion. Derek Stabenow of the hometown Elm Creek Buffaloes. Tobenheim has beaten him twice this year. Stabenow 32-11, Tobenheim 43-0. He's beaten him twice. He's ranked number one in the state. He's the defending champion. Obviously, he is the defending conference champion, and he's looking to get in on Stabenow. Although you've got to think Stabenow, with a few matches against him, knows what he wants to do early on here. We'll try and counter that. Stabenow trying to keep busy here for coaches West and Kassler. But Amherst hasn't had to get off the chair. They will have to get off the chair after this match. They had finalists in the first 6 weight divisions, 9 overall. But next, it'll be Winberg of Pleasanton and Giles of Sandhill-Stedford as we move along here in the D3. And there's the takedown for Tobenheim. 35 seconds into the first period, gets Tabenow taken down. Over in the consolation match right now, it is a dominant performance for Rodriguez of Cambridge. He is up 7-0. With 50 seconds to go in the second period. And there's a quick escape right off the whistle for Buring of SEM. So he'll get the escape and try and get things started to turn his way now that they're midway through this match. But in on the shot and not able to finish it is Rodriguez, and taking advantage, Burring of SEM will get the takedown, and he cuts it to 7-3. So a little misstep there, and Mustangs in business. Now he's trying to get him turned, but he's on the edge of the mat. If he does get him turned, I think they'll be out of bounds, so he's got to readjust, come back onto the mat. Nice move, Burring. He's got him on his back. He's got the points counted. He's only got a two count, though. And he's down to 15 seconds to go here in this period, and there's a two-point near fall. And all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a match heading into the third period. He's got him on his back again. He's going to get this tied up going into the last period. He's going to get 7 points in about a minute here as time will expire, and it is 7-7. So Jake Burring of SEM, who is 18-20 as a freshman going into this match against Rodriguez of Cambridge, a senior at 26-11, has made an incredible comeback here. He was down 7-0. Then after Rodriguez made a misstep, he got taken down and then was controlled on his back twice there for four near fall points, two sessions of two, and they elect to go both up to start the third period, 7-7. Back over at the championship, it is a near fall for Tanner Tobenheim. He's able to get some points counted right before the end of the period, and he's up 5-0 as they start the second period, and Tanner Tobenheim will take bottom to start this second period. Back to the consolation, you've got a takedown, an escape, and another takedown. So it's 11-8. Rodriguez with the lead. He took him down. Burring got out. He took him down again. Now back over to the championship match. Here's a reversal for Tanner Tobenheim, who is surgically taking care of Derek Stavino right now. Now he's going with a crossface to try and get him put on his back, up 7-0 with a minute 15 to go in the second period at the 138-pound championship. Glad you're along with us for the D3 District Wrestling Meet. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits. And we've got a reversal over the consolation. Or is it going to be? No, they awarded an escape and a takedown, so it's 11-all. And now some near fall points. Boy, when Burring gets on top, he has put Rodriguez in a world of hurt. They're on the very edge of the mat. Rodriguez is trying to get off the mat so that they can restart. Meantime, the clock continues to run under 50 seconds. And he cannot award the pin. They're off the mat. And he's going to get some near fall points, I believe, although they didn't award him. 11-11, I guess, no near fall points for where they were. 11-11 between Rodriguez of Cambridge and Burring of SEM, which is a much tighter match than our championship right now, where Tobenheim has a 7-0 lead over Stamina of Elm Creek with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Back to the consolation. If Rodriguez of Cambridge can get off bottom, he'll get that one-point escape. But instead, Burring is trying to work the arms and get him turned over here on a cradle. With 30 seconds to go in the match, it's 11-11 in our consolation. Good action here. Burring trying to get him turned. Rodriguez trying to keep that far ankle. And he spins through. A one count, but not enough for a point. Now a one count again. No point. Cannot get control here with 10 seconds to go. And now Rodriguez trying to get a reversal. 5 seconds. Will it be awarded? Yes, it is. And that'll be the end of the match. Burring really was in control there. And at the very end, Cambridge is able to pick up the points. And it looks like they're going to call it a final at 13-11 for Anthony Rodriguez of Cambridge over the freshman Burring of SEM, who put on a heck of a match. We now go to the third period over the championship. Tanner Tobenheim in control, 7-0 over Stabenow of Elm Creek in the 138-pound championship. And Stabenow will now lose control and make it 8-0. So Tobenheim gets bottom twice here for some reason in the match. And he's up 8-0. Got a reversal to start the second period. Got an escape here. So 8-0 in favor of Tobenheim. Consolation matches. Don't forget when we're all done, if you missed anything, we'll recap it all for you. The 138 consolation, Brady Grafton of Elwood, Anthony Shimon of Arapahoe, they wrestled each other in the quarters with Grafton winning 4-3. Now back to the championship. Stabenow has been thrown to his back, and he gets pinned. Boy, we've seen about three of those now where just that quick, it's over. The takedown and the pin, 4 minutes and 57 seconds. Tobenheim got the move he was looking for. Took him right to his back and gets the stick to go up 10-0. We'll take another break. When we come back, Winberg of Pleasanton, Giles of Sandhills Thetford in the 145-pound final here at the D3 District Championships.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Elm Creek High School, as we appreciate being with you here on this Saturday for D3 District Wrestling action at the consolation match. A takedown of the first period for Grafton, or for Shimon of Arapaho, and he leads 2-0 going to the second period over Grafton of Elwood. Now we have a locked hands called. And that makes it 2-1, your score, or is it 3-0? Nope, 2-1, 3-1. Had an escape and a locked hand, so that's what happened. Escape and a locked hand, so it's 3-1. They're both on their feet. Back over to the championship match now. We have our first score, and it's going to be Giles of Sandhills Thetford getting the takedown of Winberg of Pleasanton. Pleasanton hasn't had many district champions in their wrestling tenure. Again, another program that has started to get things going here. And we've got a whistle and a blood stoppage here. We also had stalling called on Sandhills Thetford, even though they were riding top. So Winberg's 30-3, ranked 6th in the state. He finished 5th at state last year against Giles of Sandhills Thetford with the early takedown. Now back over to the consolation match. Here's a takedown by Elwood's Grafton, and he gets Shimon to his back, and it ties it up at 3, and he's going to get the pin. It's going to do that in 2 minutes and 7 seconds here. So Grafton of Elwood, who had found himself behind right off the bat, comes back, battles to take third place. Now back over the championship. Giles is ready to go, but they're still working on blood over there. I can't believe he doesn't get up and walk around a little bit. Now finally he breaks that stance. Yeah, you don't want to be down in the bottom position just waiting to get started. Stay on your feet, stay loose. It's 2-0. Giles of Sandhills Thetford with 17 seconds to go in the first period. We move on to our next Elwood wrestler, and for the first time today, you've got an Amherst wrestler on the third and fourth place match. I believe this is only, might be the only Amherst wrestler on the consolation mat, maybe two today, and it is Eric Rasmussen against Thad Ryman of Elwood, and they are battling here for third and fourth place at 145 pounds. Now we're ready to go over at the championship, and off the whistle, it is Giles able to get Winberg on his back, and I think enough to get a two count and get that 2-point near fall. And so it is 4-0, Giles of Sandhills Thetford over Winberg of Pleasanton. Winberg lost to a junior varsity wrestler from Grand Island earlier this year, also to the Medicine Valley wrestler, and to C.J. Cosgrove of Donovan Trumbull. Those are his three losses so far this season. And now he will take bottom to start the second period. He rolls through off the hips, faces up, pops the head out. Should get the escape, but he's working on possibly getting a reversal here. Giles still has control of the arm, but very close to an escape here. They're both on their feet facing each other. It has not been awarded yet. 1:36 to go in the second period. 4-0 Giles. They will award the escape, and then I think they're going to call it a stalemate. So there they go. Winberg gets his first point of the match. Over in the consolation, a takedown for Rasmussen of Amherst gives him a 1-0 lead at the end of the, or a 2-0 lead at the end of the first period here over Elwood's Thad Ryman. Don't forget, complete coverage of the state wrestling meet coming your way Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on Classic Hits right here. We'll have hourly updates on our network of stations here on Classic Hits, ESPN Radio, our Hastings stations, including 1230 KHAS. Starting at 10 o'clock Thursday morning, wrestling begins at 9:30 in the morning on Thursday. So we will keep you up to date all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Plus, at the end of each day of wrestling, we'll have our annual wrestling recap and Friday night live coverage beginning at 5 o'clock, wall-to-wall live coverage of the semifinals. And now, back over to the championship. Winberg has got a takedown, and he takes Giles to his back on the edge of the mat. He's got him locked up pretty good with 45 seconds to go in the period. So after being on his back momentarily, now Winberg tried to scissor him up and finish things off here. Might be a little high, and it doesn't look like he's going to be able to finish it off without readjusting. 30 seconds to go here, and Giles does get off his back. But Winberg is going to get a three-point near fall and take the lead 6-4 over Giles of Sandhill Stedford with 20 seconds to go in the championship. Back over at the consolation, Rasmussen will get an escape to start the second period. He's up 3-0 over Thad Ryman of Elwood. Again, we're going two mats here, one championship mat, one consolation mat at Elm Creek. I want to thank Randy Geyer, Stan Whistle, of course, Coach Bob West, and Drew Kassler for their Devin Kassler for their hospitality here at Elm Creek and their assistance in bringing you the D3 district meet. Back over to the championship. Winberg trying to get Giles on his back again, and Giles trying to pop the head out for a late escape here, but time will expire in the second period. And Winberg, with a big second period, comes from a 4-0 down to take a 6-4 lead. Winberg of Pleasanton 6, Giles of Sandhill Stedford 4 as we head to the third period of the 145-pound final. And Giles will get bottom to start the period, and right off the whistle, he explodes out there, but it's going to be a leg for Winberg. He's able to contain that leg, and now he'll ride him up top. Back over to the consolation match. Rasmussen is up 5-0 after getting the takedown, and he's got him locked up for some near-fall points here, but rolling through is Thad Ryman trying to get the reversal, but time will expire at the end of the second period. I did get the reversal or not? Two-point near fall, but no reversal. So a 7-0 lead here for Eric Rasmussen of Amherst over Thad Ryman of Elwood as they get ready to go to the third period. Now back over to the championship match. Winberg able to tip Giles. He's able to get the pin. Again, another quick move here by a district champion in Aaron Winberg. And I believe the time on that will be about 4:25 for the pin. And Pleasanton has themselves a district champion here, a defending state medalist in Aaron Winberg. So congratulations to Aaron, 31-3. He'll head to state as a district champion, and might be a long shot, but could be maybe the first state finalist for the Bulldogs. At 152, here is our second top-ranked wrestler of the day, Jake Wells of Anselmo Myrna, 25-2 against Calvin Frericks of SEM, who's 28-6, their first meeting of the year. At the consolation, Rasmussen has this all but wrapped up. He's trying to finish it off with a pin, and he'll get the pin over Ryman in 3:45. So Eric Rasmussen of Amherst, another state qualifier here for Coach Tyler Herman, taking third place. So he'll advance on after the victory. And we'll move on to the 152 consolation. Tyler Kipp of Arapahoe, Ben Pickering of Sandhill Stedford. Still waiting to get the championship underway, so while we do that, let's take a break. You're listening to the D3 District Wrestling Meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer.
Stop in to Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar. Let them help you show your school spirit or get your business name out there this year. Moonlight has it all, from t-shirts, ball caps, polo shirts, and much more. They can screen print it or embroider it. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print can also keep your whole school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar. Off Central Avenue in Kearney, open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Everything looks better by moonlight.
Put on your to-do list for your farm this winter an inventory of equipment you need to replace, and then go to Stadler Implement in Minden. They have stock tanks, a good selection of transfer augers, and a line of Mayrath, Batco, and Wheatheart augers in all sizes. Plan ahead for the springtime with their Kinsey planter parts. Stadler Implement has Kinsey meter calibration for planters too. Stop by Stadler Implement in Minden. They're located just east of Pioneer Village.
Classic Hits, continuing coverage of the D3 District Wrestling Meet, takes us to the 152-pound championships, where Jake Wells of Anselmo Verna has an early takedown over Frericks of SEM to take that 2-0 lead with a minute now to go in the first period. In the consolation match, they finish up the first period, and it's going to be Sandhill Stedford's Ben Pickering with a 2-0 lead over Tyler Kipp of Arapahoe. And Pickering will say both up to start the second period. We're seeing a lot more of that here over the last couple of years. It just used to be if you won the toss, you were going to take down, or if it deferred to you, you'd take down. Now, a lot more wrestlers like to wrestle on their feet with all the summer wrestling and the evolution of just getting more matches in. Back over to the championship match, it remains 2-0 in favor of Jake Wells of Anselmo Verna. He has been riding out Calvin Frericks here for the last minute. We have 30 seconds to go in the first period. Now he's trying to get the underhook here and get him turned onto his back. But Frericks, who is a runner-up here at conference last year, a junior, sitting at 28-6. A very solid wrestler. He gets tipped, but he's going to be out of bounds, and they'll have to restart with 15 seconds to go. In the consolation, Pickering of Sandhill Stenford gets a reversal over Kipp. He's up 4-0. Don't forget, the Heartland Hoops Classic is currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. And then after our wrestling at 5:45, we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. It begins at 5:45 with Gretna Minden, then South Sioux City and Grand Island. In the final match tonight, SEM takes on Heartland Lutheran. Jake Wells is going to have a 2-0 lead after the first period here over Calvin Frericks of SEM at the 152-pound final. We'll take another break and be right back with more of the D3 District Wrestling Meet.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Back here with more of the D3 District Wrestling Meet, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. When you need seed, see Craig. For the best in planting technology, Craig Weeches and Pioneer Seed, the technology leader. Jake Wells of Anselmo Verna chose bottom to start the second period. He's able to get the reversal over Calvin Frericks, and he now leads it four through the second period of the 152-pound final. All of the number one seeds have won so far. Brian Weeches of Amherst, Lucas Cox, Dibbern of Amherst, Mason Klingelhofer, Devin Dibbern, Tanner Tamutheim, all of Amherst, and just Winberg of Pleasanton. Still to come, Wyatt Shockey of Amherst and Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe at 170. Stuart Hercock of Amherst, Alec McCurdy of Cambridge, 182. Austin Pierce, SEM, Vade Jensen of Wilcox-Hildreth, 195. Dalton Meyer, Elm Creek, Cy Barnes, SEM, 220. Kalen Pfeiffer, Amherst, Brandon Jarrett, Overton, and the heavyweights, Michael Schaff, Cambridge, Zach Zelensky of Overton. Well, when Wells gets on top here, he's been able to control Frericks. Frericks hasn't been able to do anything off bottom, but Wells hasn't been able to do anything off top, and it remains 4-0, 20 seconds on the edge of the mat. And just holding on to that leg right now is going to be Wells as they come off the mat. Back in the consolation match, we are in the third period here between Pickering of Sandhill Stedford and Kipp of Arapahoe, and it is 4-2 Pickering of Sandhill Stedford. And he's on the bottom with a minute to go in the match. So somehow Tyler Kipp has got to find a way to score from the top. Back over to the championship. Frericks keeps trying to get up, and Wells keeps bringing him back down to the mat. So out of bounds they go again. Had a couple of championships so far, district finals that haven't seen a whole lot of excitement. As this is one of them, Cox's win for Alma at 113 wasn't much either. He just rode out Brant Florell after a 2-0 victory for him. And we go to the third period now between Wells and Frericks. It is 4-0. Wells with the takedown of the first with the reversal in the second. And they will go both up here to start the third period. Frericks hasn't had any luck off bottom, so he figures he better go on both on their feet, see if he can find a way to get a takedown. Instead, Wells hit on a single leg, and we get a stalemate. Back over to the consolation. We get an escape here. Has to let him up to try and score, but it isn't going to matter as Sandhills Stedford's Pickering. Ben Pickering, a 5-2 win over Tyler Kipp of Arapaho to take third at 152 pounds. At 160, Armando Tapia of Pleasanton and Lance Taylor of Axtell. About the only, I think that's Axtell's lone qualifier, is Lance Taylor. So he's the only man that's going to make it into the state tournament. And can he get in there in third place? Back over to the championships. No points yet have been awarded here, even though Wells is deep in on a single. Frerichs trying to stay in position here, and if he can get out of this jam here, he might be able to score some points, but it's 4-0 Wells, the number one wrestler in Class D at 152 with a minute 10 to go in the district championship. 4-0 to score. Still no word on a takedown here, as we may see a stalemate momentarily, although Frerichs continues to circle, and they're going to come off the mat. So a restart with 56 seconds to go. Wells of Anselmo Myrna, a 4-0 lead over Frerichs of SEM. Back over to the consolation match now. Scoreless early, and we get our first takedown. It's going to be from Tapia of Pleasanton. And at 160 pounds, only seven in this weight class. Had a couple that didn't get into that 16-man bracket out of a 17-team district. It's very rare that you have less than eight men in a bracket. But there are two or three here as you get towards your upper weights. And as we knew that we would see with the weight changes and the new weight certifications, weight classes this year, you would see some of that. Back over to the championship, just absolutely nothing happening. They're both controlling the ankle and trying to find a way to score, but out of bounds again they come with 16 seconds to go. Wells is up 4-0. Frerichs frustrated that he just hasn't been able to find a way to get that takedown since they're both on their feet. He's in on the shot and just can't quite finish it. Now to the consolation match. We go to the second period. They'll go both up. And it's 2-0 Tapia of Pleasanton. He's in on a quick takedown. 4-0 over Taylor of Axtell. In the championship match, the final seconds are going to click down here. One more shot by Frerichs on Wells. And he's trying to do it all at once. He knows he needs more than two. And he's not going to be able to get the big shot that he wanted. And that'll be the end of the period and the end of the match. Well, Wells, he got a little workout today from Calvin Frerichs. But in the end, Jake is able to get the job done. He wins it 4-0. And a good embrace there, mutual admiration. Wells says, hey, great match. He knows he was worked out here. He couldn't do anything with Frerichs. He got him taken down, and he got a reversal on him, but couldn't score on him after that. 4-0, Wells of Anselmo Myrna wins it at 152. Now a rematch from the districts last year and from the state semifinals at 160. Here we go with Wyatt Shockey. 40-1. He's number two because his loss is to Eklund from Friend, and Eklund's number one. They have not wrestled each other this year, but Shockey beat Gardner three times last year, including 5-1 in the state semifinals. Over at the consolation, we have got a pin in 2 minutes and 20 seconds for Armando Tapia of Pleasanton over Lance Taylor of Axtell. So that's what happens at 160. At 170, Dylan Simonson of Sandhill Stedford, Trey Colburn of Overton are getting ready to wrestle. At the 160-pound championship, it is Shockey and Gardner doing battle. And off the mat they come. No score within the first 40 seconds. All of Amherst wrestlers that were the number one seed have won, and Brant Florell, who was a number two seed, gave Lucas Cox all he wanted before falling 2-0. Again, coming into this championship round, Amherst had 189.5 points. Cambridge, 102. Sandhills, Sedford was third. Overton, fourth. Arapahoe and SEM were tied for fifth. Then it was Eustis, Farnham, Pleasanton, Elwood, and Elm Creek rounding out the top ten. We've got our first points now of the championship. The takedown is secured by Wyatt Shockey, and they come off the mat virtually in one motion. And they'll reset in the middle here with just under a minute to go in the first period. We've got a warning for a quick start there on Shockey. Consolation match at 170. No score. 30 seconds into that first period. You're listening to the D3 District Wrestling Tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. We want to say thanks to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you the high school wrestling today. Tomorrow, our annual wrestling rally gets underway at 3 o'clock live from the Classic Hits Studios. We'll be talking with a variety of the coaches and state qualifiers from the area and previewing the state meet. That's tomorrow at 3 here on Classic Hits. Classic Hits and Platte River Radio, no one brings you more radio coverage of the wrestling season than we do, and we're proud of that. 2-0 here in the consolation match. We get a takedown for Colburn of Overton. And so he will start the second period, leading Simonson of Sandhills Thetford 2-0, and Colburn will be on bottom to start period number two. Back over in the championship, the first period will come to an end here with a score of 2-0 in favor of Shockey, although Gardner got to his feet in the last couple of seconds, just couldn't quite get out of there. If he had another 5 or 10 seconds, he looked like he was on his way. So Shockey leading it 2-0. And let's see who gets control here as Colburn gets an escape in the consolation match. Overton's Colburn, a 3-0 lead over Sandhills Thetford. Simonson, a minute 30 to go in the second period. It will be Wyatt Shockey taking bottom to start the second period here, the 160-pound final, along with Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe. 2-0 your lead in favor of Shockey. Take a quick break. We're going to be back with more of the D3 District Wrestling Meet right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Source Gas is more than your gas company, with qualified technicians trained to service most models of appliances. See Source Gas for all your natural gas needs. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Update from over at Kearney Catholic in the C4. Going into the finals, Valentine 178 points, Burwell Sargent 173.5, and Kearney Catholic with 107. At the A4, Kearney has 9 in the finals, 4 wrestling for 3rd and 4th place. So 13 of the 14 going to state, and 195 is where they have the open weight class. Back to wrestling action here. We get a reversal for Wyatt Shockey of Amherst over Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe. So he is now up 4-0 in the second period. And in the consolation match, Colburn got the escape early in the second period. So Trey Colburn of Overton, a 3-0 lead over Dylan Simonson of Sandhills Thetford. And Simonson will choose bottom to start the third period in the 170-pound consolation. Back in the championship, here is Patrick Gardner on his back. And Patrick Gardner is stuck. And he looks over at his coaches to say, what just happened? Must have been shouting out one move, and when he tried it, he was eaten up there. So a pin in 3 minutes and 43 seconds for Wyatt Shockey over Patrick Gardner. Gardner was not happy with the way that ended. So another district championship here for Amherst, and that'll move us on to Stuart Hercock. He's from Amherst, but he wrestled for Ansley Arcadia in his earlier high school career, his first 2 years. He won conference last year for Ansley Arcadia, and he was fifth at state. He's currently 34-2. He's 1-2 against Brett Ryan from Cedar Valley, and that's who's ranked number one. So Hurcock is second. He beat McCurdy of Cambridge earlier this year. McCurdy is 25-7. So they wrestle here in the 170-pound championship. Don't forget, when we are done, the Misco's post-game show will recap all of the events from today, let you know who's going to state, fourth through first, final team scores, and more. So keep it here on Classic Hits. In the consolation match, Colburn is in total control here for Overton over Simonson of Sandhills-Stedford. Excuse me. Colburn at 24-6 actually was the 3 seed here. McCurdy of Cambridge pinned him in the semifinals, and then you got Hurcock up top. So even though there weren't a lot of kids at 170, pretty strong feel here for the top 4 seeds. And Colburn trying to finish it off here with a third-place medal. And he's got 30 seconds left to go here as he has been able to ride out Simonson of Sandhills-Stedford the whole third period. 171-pound championship. Neither have been able to score. They've been grabbing arms and wrists here through the first minute and just circling the mat. Now here's an escape over the consolation match. Simonson finally gets it. He'll need the takedown of Colburn with 15 seconds to go. He's in on a shot. Colburn counters. He's got a headlock in. And he's just trying to fight off Simonson here with 10 seconds to go. Time continues to click down. And it looks like as they break contact, this match will be over. And the final score, Trey Colburn of Overton, 3. Dylan Simonson of Sandhills-Stedford, 1. Still no score here in the championship at 170. Hurcock and McCurdy. And on the shot, they'll go out of bounds again. The next consolation match will be at 182 pounds. Charton Clark of North Central, I believe, will be their only state qualifier against Garrett Nielsen of Eustace Farnham in the 182-pound bracket that had exactly 8 wrestlers here today. Again, the top 4 in each weight class go to state. Ooh, there's a throw for a takedown by Stuart Hurcock. In on the shot, he was able to bring McCurdy off the mat, and he tried not to totally crush him to the mat, which could be trouble, but he picks him up and drops him down again, and that's the end of the first period. So Hurcock showing his strength there by able to get those hips and pick McCurdy up off the mat and bring him down. McCurdy will win the flip and defer, so Hurcock will take bottom. Hurcock of Amherst 2, McCurdy of Cambridge nothing at the end of the first period. Our next consolation match is scoreless between Clark of North Central, who's an 8-14 freshman. So he made a little noise here today, working his way through the consolations, and the 18-17 sophomore, Garrett Nielsen. So Clark has been thrown to his back here, but probably didn't expect him to go to state, and it looks like he will. He has been taken down. He's on his back. If he can get the pin down here with less than 5 seconds, Nielsen of Eustace Farnham, and he does get it. Just with less than a second remaining, a pin in 59 seconds for Nielsen of Eustace Farnham to take third at 182 pounds. Now over at 171 of the championship, Stuart Hurcock is able to get the escape, and now he's able to get the takedown, so he's up 5-0 over McCurdy of Cambridge as they reset in the middle. Circling, power circling there. Hurcock knew what McCurdy was trying to do and rode the bull out that time. Now McCurdy does come to his feet, trying to get the trip in there. Was Hurcock couldn't get it done, they'll come off the mat, and they will award McCurdy an escape point. So he gets his first point of the final. Hurcock 5, McCurdy 1 here in the 171-pound final. At the 195 consolation, Gary Payne of Sandhills-Stedford, Brock Schaff of Cambridge. Schaff got upset by Cy Barnes of SEM, 1-0 in the semifinals, and now Barnes will have his hands full against Dalton Meyer of Elm Creek. And now we've got an illegal headlock called on Amherst, and that's going to make it, well, they put it up on the wrong side. Should be 5-2 instead of 6-1, I believe. But they call it an illegal move, and it's 6-1 the score. 50 seconds to go. Now they get that change. So McCurdy, who was down 5-0, has made it 5-2 with both wrestlers on their feet and 40 seconds to go in the second period. Really trying to trip is Hurcock, and they'll come off the mat. And all of a sudden, it's got a little personal here between these two. in the consolation match. Cambridge's Schaaf gets the takedown. He's up 2-0 here midway through the first period. Back to the championship match. 5-2, 30 seconds to go in the second period. Hercock of Amherst leading McCurdy of Cambridge. And now he throws him to his back on the edge of the mat. He gets the takedown and trying to get the pin. They'll come off the mat. Wow. Hercock is a thrower, and he gets two more here to go up 7-2. They'll reset in the middle with 21 seconds to go. Let's see if Cambridge's Alec McCurdy can get something off bottom here. But instead, Hercock just picks him up and throws him down again. 15 seconds to go in the period. And over the consolation, we've tied, went from a 2-1 to 3-1 now. A couple of escapes at the end of the first and the start of the second, and it is Schaaf of Cambridge with the lead. Back over at the championship, time has run out in the second period, and it is 7-2. Stuart Hercock leading Alec McCurdy of Cambridge. McCurdy will get his choice, and we've got a little blood time. So while we've got some blood time, let's take a timeout. You're listening to the D3 District Wrestling Finals, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer here on Classic Hits.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back at Elm Creek for the D3 District Wrestling after the blood time was stopped there at the 171-pound match. McCurdy of Cambridge took bottom. He's managed to get an escape here, but Hercock leads it 7-3. One thing that's happened here in the third period, Hercock really wants to finish this. He's got to be careful here. He's still trying to get the throw here, and McCurdy's not going anywhere. McCurdy about caught him a moment ago, but they came off the mat. So Hercock's probably got this thing won with 40 seconds to go, but he's got to be careful that he doesn't try and make a hero move here as he goes in on his double, but there's nothing there. And now McCurdy locks up a headlock. He's trying to get the throw. Hercock's going to try and run him out of bounds. And they come down to the mat. Will there be enough for a takedown? They're off the mat. They say no takedown. 16 seconds to go. But McCurdy had the headlock, but he just didn't have the position to throw. Off the whistle, a shot in there by McCurdy, and Hercock just kind of lays on him. McCurdy's hold on to a leg, but this isn't going anywhere, and Hercock's going to get the win. Tyler Herman was clapping because he knew that there was nothing McCurdy could do out of this position. And your final score is going to be Hercock 9 and McCurdy 3. So Stuart Hercock, a 9-3 win. And again, all the number one seeds have won here today, so no surprises yet. We go back over to the consolation match. They are in the third period with a minute to go, and Brock Schaaf of Cambridge has an 8-2 lead over Gary Payne of Sandhill Stedford. Payne wrestling with one of those masks on, so probably a nose deal, maybe broke it from earlier this year. Now we move on to the 182-pound championship. Austin Pierce of SEM, ranked fifth in the state. He's 25-3 against Vade Jensen of Wilcox-Hildreth, who's 24-10. Wilcox-Hildreth, two kids in the finals here today. I can say with confidence I've never seen that since they were in the D3 district meet. So, as we said earlier, Overton, Wilcox, Hildreth, they haven't made it all the way back, but their performances here this weekend have been a lot better than usual. And Schaaf almost gets thrown to his back here in the consolation match. Payne of Sandhills-Thedford gets the takedown, but Schaaf able to scramble out of trouble. Schaaf's up 8-4, and there's only 15 seconds left. So Brock, not quite the credentials as his brother Mike, but he's going to maybe get a reversal here before it ends, and he will. So it ends up by a score of 10-4. Brock Schaaf of Cambridge is your third-place finisher at 195 with a 10-4 victory. Up next, Robert Hanna of Cambridge. Shane Robbins of Eustace Farnham. One of the ways that Cambridge is in second place is all these consolations. Now over at the championship, 182, Pierce will get the takedown for SEM, and he has a 2-0 lead. Took him a minute into the period to get that over Jensen of Wilcox-Hildreth. So 2-0 to score. And Jensen trying to stay off his back now, trying to work that far arm. But Jensen's doing a good job of countering here. It is the third meeting of the year. Pierce has won the first two this year. And now Jensen's able to explode off bottom and get the escape as they go out of bounds. So Pierce is up 2-1 with the escape. Again, in case you missed it, we mentioned this just a little bit ago. Kearney has 13 kids going to state. 9 of them are in the finals, 4 in the consolation. Kearney Catholic, we were told, had 5. They're in third place at their district. Ballantyne, 178. Burwell Sargent, 173.5. Kearney Catholic, 107 in the C4. That is currently going on over at Kearney Catholic High School. Here is another takedown for Austin Pierce right before the end of the period. He is now up 4-1 as the period comes to an end. Pierce of SEM 4, Jensen of Wilcox-Hildreth 1. In the consolation, we've got a pin combination in for Hanna of Cambridge, and he's able to finish it. Injured there a little bit is Eustace Farnham's Shane Robbins. He had to work just to get into the consolation with that shoulder sleeve, and he gets pinned here in 44 seconds. So Hanna of Cambridge didn't expect this to be a dominating move because Robbins is 19-6. Hannah's 11-8, but Hanna caught him and puts him on his back. Now back over to the championship at 182. Pierce a 4-1 lead over Jensen of Wilcox-Hildreth as they get things going here in the period. And we are going to get a reversal for SEM to take, or excuse me, for Wilcox-Hildreth to make it 4-3. So Vade Jensen comes off bottom, gets that reversal. It's 4-3. And an escape to make it 5-3 for Pierce as they come off the mat. So Pierce of SEM 5, Jensen of Wilcox-Hildreth 3. And quickly in on a shot, Pierce takes him right down. Boy, he's got in on a couple of very good single legs and finished it off. It's 7-3. The heavyweight championship now is going to be Taylor Hyde of South Loop. And Anselmo Myrna's Clinton fails, and back to the championship. The near side cradle is hooked up there by Pierce of SEM. With a minute to go, he's got him on the edge of the mat. And if he doesn't have a pin now, he's going to have to move an arm or something because he has really got him locked up in this cradle. Got those ankles way over the top, and he will not be able to finish it off. He gets the three-point near fall, but Jensen gets off his back. 10-3, Pierce with 40 seconds to go, and he's got him locked up again a little tighter, and now he's got the pin. So he had to let him go and readjust, and he'll get the pin in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and 20 seconds for Austin Pierce of SEM. And it didn't take long in the heavyweight consolation for another pin. 51 seconds for South Loop's Taylor Hyde. Don't know the story on Taylor. He's 7-5, and he's going to state. So he might have been a little banged up early in the year and just fights his way back as we're about done with our D3 finals. Mike Schaaf, Zach Zielinski, Kalen Pfeiffer, Brandon Jarrett. Overton still has two finalists. Dalton Meyer of Elm Creek, Cy Barnes of SEM, now ready to battle. Meyer has taken care of Barnes every time they've met. He's number one in the state. He's 36-1 with his only loss to Swoboda of St. Paul. Barnes is 24-9. Meyer finished fifth at state last year. Remember, he was injured most of the year and got back just in time to go to state. And it looks like they're going to go ahead and put the 220-pound championship here on mat number two, Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst. He is 32-2, ranked second in the state. His losses coming to Medicine Valley and Syracuse wrestlers. He's taking on Brandon Jarrett of Overton, who's 27-7. Pfeiffer is 1-0 against him this year. And Meyer will get the takedown at 195 over Cy Barnes, 2-0. So two finals going on right now. Amherst trying to get another district champion here today. They had nine in the finals, and they're trying to get eight champions. Eight and one, that would be very impressive and set up well for that first round of the state meet with those eight seeds. Back over to the 195-pound championship. Meyer's able to get Barnes turned but can't finish off the pin combo. He will get a three-point near fall and now leads it 5-0 with 40 seconds to go in the first period. Setting up a cradle is Pfeiffer, but getting his head through there for Overton is going to be Jared. He's able to stay off his back, although Pfeiffer does have the early takedown. Good wrestling there by Brandon Jared of Overton. Overton, a couple of big guys in the district finals here. Time winding down at 195. 5-0, Meyer in the first period with the takedown of the near fall. He's trying to get a few more points here, short timing it. Still working and can't get anything more. So Elm Creek will take a 5-0 lead here. Meyer over Barnes of SEM. Dalton Meyer winning that first period convincingly. Now back over at 220. Jared's in trouble. Pfeiffer does get him on his back here with about 25 seconds to go in the period towards the edge of the mat, and there's nothing Jared could do. He does get stuck, and they'll put the official time 1 minute and 36 seconds here for Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst. 8-1 in the finals. Back over to the 195-pound championship. Meyer took bottom and gets a quick reversal here to start the second period. He's up 7-0 over Cy Barnes of SEM, and he's got Barnes locked up in the near side cradle. The count is on. There's the pin. So we're going quick here in the upper weights, 2 minutes and 24 seconds. We've had a lot of pins today in the district finals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the 13 championships have ended up in pins. And here we go, the final match of the 2012 D3 District Wrestling Tournament. 285 pounds, Michael Schaff of Cambridge, Zach Zielinski of Overton. Unbelievable, the fifth meeting of the year. Schaff has wrestled 26 seconds today, 15 seconds in the quarters, 11 in the second. He loves to throw. He's got Zielinski on his back already. The count is on. He just locks up that headlock with the underhook, and there is the stick. He averaged it out 13 seconds. Michael Schaff wrestled three matches, and it took him 39 seconds today. He is unbelievable. The four-time, what will be a four-time state finalist, two-time champ, beating Zielinski for the fifth time this year and giving some of the fans a high five. I think Michael is really enjoying this ride. He's a great young man. We've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times. I talked to him earlier today. Smile on his face, but I don't ever remember a wrestler over the last 15 to 20 years like Michael Schaff, where it's just you go to a rink, you know you're going to go to the mats, and you know you're going to dominate, and it's almost to the point of boring. There's just nobody out there that can challenge him, and the folks around the state say there's nobody out there that can challenge him until maybe he gets to the heavyweight championship 1 week from today against Nate Budgeta of Howells. You would have to imagine that's who it is. I mean, he just beat Zielinski of Overton, who's ranked fifth, and we saw him beat Conklin of Medicine Valley, who's ranked sixth, at the Amherst invite earlier this year, and he did both of them in less than 30 seconds. Just an incredible, incredible wrestling phenom, a kid that probably could be at Class A and dominating like he is here at Class D, and that just happens to be where he goes to school as he gets ready to play football at South Dakota State. So we have wrapped it up, and in what is really a surprise here, I don't think I've ever done an invite where no upsets occurred in the finals. 14 number one seeds are your district champions here today. We'll take a break, be back with a whole lot more in the Misco Sports Postgame Show. You're listening to the District Wrestling Tournament here in Elm Creek, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer for the best in planting technology. Proud to support the area wrestlers and coaches at stake, Craig Weeches and Pioneer Seeds, the technology leader. We'll be right back.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Folks, welcome back to Elm Creek. It is time now for the Misco's post-match report, brought to you by Misco Sports. Now, you may have noticed they are no longer housing their retail location in Kearney, but that doesn't mean they're going to continue or going to quit serving. They're not out of business, folks. They just have closed the retail store in Kearney. The teams, the clubs, the organizations that they have continued, the schools that they have continued to service for the last 40 years, they will continue to do so at Misco Sports, taking care of you and all of your sporting good needs. If you have any questions, you can contact their main office at 728-5261. Well, they are tabulating the final team totals and taking care of the final brackets here today. We'll take a look at a few of the events that happened earlier today. I think we got them all put down for you. We may not have the exact pin times, but going to be within a second or two, and we'll run all of those down for you. But what a match it was today, and again, a couple of things that will, when folks that weren't here today, they'll say, you know what, the D3 was fairly weak. You're going to hear that, folks, that the D3 was fairly weak. Amherst dominating, they were the only top 10 team here, so when you only have the four districts, you expect there to be two or three at least in every one, and that's not the case here. The Northeast, the tougher one to get through as usual, so just because a young man, and there are some very good kids here, I think your district champions are going to do real well. But the kids that did not win district championships today, next week in Omaha, are going to have to be ready to go in those first-round matches because they're going to see some good competition, especially in those two and three. So if you're just a fan, you're going, oh, my kid's number two, that means he's going to win and go on. Well, keep an eye on that. There's always good wrestling, but we'll see how that pans out in Omaha. The one thing that we will be able to say is that Amherst gets eight district champions, and that will set up well for them as they head to Omaha because it comes down to them and Pender battling for a state championship. Again, all of the results will be up on the Nebraska School Activities Association website later tonight, and with the speed we've been seeing the last couple of years, they've been doing a real good job. It's usually early evening of the districts. As you can tell, it's only 3 o'clock, and they are getting done quicker and quicker and quicker every year here, so with the computers and with the folks getting things done, so much getting done, it is a great opportunity to get it done quicker. You don't have to wait till the next morning to find out everything that's going on. We're going to chat with Coach Tyler Herman here of the victorious Amherst Broncos. He is going to join us, and we'll do that right after this timeout.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. The D3 District Wrestling Meet has come to an end. We'll get the final team stats here for you in just a moment. But before they go down and get another trophy, championship trophy, and another picture, Tyler Herman joins us here as the Amherst Broncos, as expected, dominate the D3 meet. Tyler, no surprise here. We mentioned you're the only top 10 team in attendance. You were expected to win it. But this whole meet for you was to get set up for Omaha, and it's you and Pender. And that's what everybody's been trying to do, and that's what you guys are trying to do. So did you accomplish what you hoped to accomplish?
Yeah, you know, I think we did. We got 10 guys going to the state tournament in Omaha. We had 9 of those guys in the finals. Like I talked to you about earlier, we were hoping to get our 52-pounder in. We thought, you know, if he gets in to Omaha, he can win a match or two for us and score some points. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm happy with the performance today. 10 guys going to the state tournament next week, 8 champions out of the 9 finalists. Overall, a good weekend for us.
And even the one that didn't come through had to take on an undefeated wrestler. Brant Florell ends up finishes second, and he only loses 2-0, got taken down right at the end of the first period, and it wasn't much of a match after that, a lot of ride time.
Yeah, exactly. I told him after the match, I said he did a great job riding. He did a real good job coming to his feet in the third period, just couldn't get in the way. But the key in that match, like you said, was that first period takedown with just a couple seconds left. You know, we don't give that up. It's a whole different situation. And maybe we do take top in the third period, but down 2-0, you know, we got to go bottom and try and score from there. But he wrestled well. You know, a freshman wrestling a kid that's, what, 39-0, a senior ranked 4 in the state. He wasn't intimidated at all, and he came out and went after it. And, you know, I was proud of the way he wrestled.
You have these freshmen in there in Brant and in Logan and in Devon. You got the Divern boys out there. Nobody expects them to wrestle like freshmen, but it's still the first time you've been at a district meet. How'd they handle it?
Very well. You know, I talked about the Divern boys earlier with you, and they're the type of kids that they don't care who they're wrestling. They don't care how many state medals a kid has. They're going to go out there and put it all on the line no matter what. And, you know, I think the bigger the match is, the better they are. I was real happy to see the performance Devin had this weekend, coming back from an injury a couple weeks ago at the Ainsworth Invite. Didn't wrestle last week at conference. You know, shook a little bit of the rust off last night in his quarterfinal match and looked real good today. Looked solid and maybe, you know, has looked better than he has in a while. So, you know, he wrestled tough, did a lot of good things on top, and that was what he needed to do after sitting out last week. To come back and have a day like he did today was important for him.
It all started at 106 with Brian Weeches, who's maybe had a little more up-and-down year than he would have hoped, being a state finalist last year. He comes out, and after Worth got him earlier this year at your invite, now he's taken him 3 times in a row, and today probably the most dominant performance, and it ends up with a pin in the second period.
Yeah, you know, I think what happened at the Amherst invite when Worth beat us in overtime, I think that was a wake-up call. You know, maybe wasn't happy with it at the time, but I think it was a good thing in the end. So we've beaten him three times since and pinned him all three times. And I think, you know, it got Brian motivated. He realized he can't just step out on the mat and expect to win every time. You got to go out and do the work. And he has since. I think it lit a fire underneath of him. And you know, he's a man on a mission. You know, he's runner-up last year, and he wants to be on top of the podium next week.
And one of the more interesting matches, I thought, today. Sometimes in a rarity, it looks like it gets a little personal out there. And Stuart Hurcock and the kid from Cambridge, Stuart can pick him up, but that kid from Cambridge and McCurdy, he's a tough kid too, and he took exception to it, and they kind of tangled out there, but Hurcock ends up with a fairly comfortable win in the end.
Yeah, you know, Stuart wrestled McCurdy at Amherst in his 3-1 match, and we just told Stuart if he opens up and gets his shots going like he's capable of, you know, he could blow that lead open in a hurry, and he did a nice job today scoring when he needed to score, doing things in the middle of the mat, and finishing his shots, and you know, 9-3 match, and I was never really too worried about it. He was in control the whole time, and I was pleased with his performance. You know, that was a big match for him. He needed to have, you know, a confidence boost going into next week to realize, hey, you know, I got some good shots on my feet. As long as I finish them, you know, I can take anybody down, and that's what he did.
Well, Hurcock transfers in. You know, you don't have you got a freshman heavyweight in there, but maybe you could have found a job for Schaaf's dad.
Yeah, that would have been nice. I tell you what, I think everybody and their dog would probably beat down Schaaf's door to get him to come be an administrator at their school, and I don't blame him.
Well, a great day. We'll talk more about the team going tomorrow when you come over to the Wrestling Alley, which we always appreciate. But happy with where they're at. Now you have to find out where you match up. When you pull up the NSAA site today and you see it, what are the first two things you're looking for?
You know, I'll start out at 106 and go from there. It's I guess when you get to the state tournament, I tell our kids you have to expect every match is going to be a tough match. You know, the draws are what they are. We have no control over them. I tell the kids, do your job here at districts. Win the matches you're supposed to win. The draws are what they are. You know, bottom line is you got to go down there and wrestle. You know, things might look a certain way on paper, but you still got to go down to Omaha and perform, you know, on the mats next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we'll take a look at it and see what districts we match up with at all the different weights and go from there. You know, well, if we got some kids we've seen before, we'll go back and watch some film or see what we need to do to make sure we're winning some matches in Omaha.
All right, Tyler, enjoy your evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate
District champions once again with 8 individual champions, 10 kids going to state, Tyler Herman and the Amherst Broncos. We'll take a look at the team standings and recap everything that happened today in the D3 meet right after this timeout. You're listening to District Wrestling brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Go forth. Save and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
And welcome back to High School Wrestling, Misko's post-match report here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Callaway, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're here at Elm Creek. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Without you, this is not possible, and we continue tomorrow with our wrestling rally, awaiting the final team points to be released here, and then we'll pass that along to you again with the final results. Don't forget, coming up later today here on Classic Hits, the Heartland Hoops Classic is going on with 8 basketball games over at the fine venue at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island, currently airing on ESPN Radio. We had the first 5 games there. The marquee matchup early this morning, Giltner beat Overton 43-41, and it'll end tonight with another FKC team, SEM, taking on Heartland Lutheran. But at 5:45, Gretna and Minden. At 7:30, Grand Island plays South Sioux City with Mike Gazelle. And at 9:15, Heartland Lutheran plays SEM. Those 3 games are here on Classic Hits. More wrestling tomorrow with our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. It gets underway at 3 o'clock. Lasts a couple of hours as we talk to the area coaches and wrestlers that qualified for state to take a look at their matchups down in Omaha. Let's take another break, and then we'll go through all the results for you in case you missed any of them right after this timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Urbana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make the short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
And welcome back to high school wrestling, the D3 District Wrestling Meet, and our MISCO's post-match recap. Let's take a look at what we had for you here. And as they still try and finish up what happened in the consolation match or in the team scores, let's get the consolation results to you and let you know how everything broke down here today in our weight classes. We will start at 106th, fourth place. In our third and fourth place matches, it was Anthony Hill of Pleasanton, a 12-5 winner over Bo Slingsby of Ansley Arcadia. In the championship, Brian Weeches of Amherst was a winner by pin in 2 minutes and 53 seconds over Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham. At 113, your 4 wrestlers qualifying for state in the consolation, Aaron Heffley of Eustis Farnham, a 9-4 win over Tommy Roth of Ansley Arcadia. And in the championship, Lucas Cox of Alma goes to 42-0 with a hard-fought 2-0 win over Brant Florell of Amherst. At 120 pounds in the consolation match, it was Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop. He gets a pin in 2 minutes and 30 seconds over Lance Loom of Ansley Arcadia. And then in the championship, Nick Johnson, who came in as the third seed, finishes second to Logan Dibbern. Dibbern wins it by a pin in 128. At 126 pounds in the consolation match, Ethan Enix of Overton wins by a pin in 429 over Walter Flint of Elwood. Flint going to state for the fourth consecutive time. And in the championship at 126, Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst wins by a pin in 213 of Cambridge. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it?
with their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See CapaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Small business plays a big part in the economy of our community and country as well. There's nothing small about it. Small business creates more jobs than any other sector in the economy. We believe in it. We support it. After all, we're a small business too. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And we are back here, Doug Gudo, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as our post-match recap continues. Let's take a look now at 132, where we left off before the break. In the consolation match, it was Anthony Rodriguez of Cambridge in a wild 13-11 victory over the freshman Jake Buring of SEM. So they both head to state in the 132-pound championship match. It was Devin Dibbert of Amherst, a 13-2 win over Wyatt Kipp of Arapahoe. At 138 pounds, the consolation match goes to Brady Grafton of Elwood, winner by a pin in 2 minutes and 7 seconds over Anthony Shimon of Arapahoe. Grafton actually beat Shimon twice here in the tournament, as he beat him in last night's quarterfinal action. So Grafton beat him twice, and he ends up winning third. 138-pound final. Defending state champion Tanner Tobenheim, a winner by pin in 4 minutes and 57 seconds over Derek Stabenow of Elm Creek. Tobenheim was up 10-0 when he got the pin. At 145 pounds, third place match goes to Eric Rasmussen of Amherst, a winner by pin in 3:45 over Thad Ryman of Elwood. And at 145 pounds in the championship, Aaron Winberg of Pleasanton, after falling behind 4-0 early, turned it around with a 6-4 lead going into the third period, and he gets the pin over Chance Giles of Sandhills Thedford in 4:25. At 152 pounds in the consolation match, Ben Pickering of Sandhills Thedford, a 5-2 win over Tyler Kipp of Arapahoe. And in the championship, Jake Wells, the number one wrestler in D at 152, a 4-0 win over Calvin Frericks of SEM. That was quite the battle, but Frericks just could not find a way to score on Wells. We'll take another break. More on our Misco's post-match recap right after this.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Stop in to Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar. Let them help you show your school spirit or get your business name out there this year. Moonlight has it all, from t-shirts, ball caps, polo shirts, and much more. They can screen print it or embroider it. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print can also keep your whole school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar. Off Central Avenue in Kearney, open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Everything looks better by moonlight.
Put on your to-do list for your farm this winter an inventory of equipment you need to replace, and then go to Stadler Implement in Minden. They have stock tanks, a good selection of transfer augers, and a line of Mayrath, Batco, and Wheatheart augers in all sizes. Plan ahead for the springtime with their Kinsey planter parts. Stadler Implement has Kinsey meter calibration for planters, too. Stop by Stadler Implement in Minden. They're located just east of Pioneer Village.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Source Gas is more than your gas company. With qualified technicians trained to service most models of appliances. See Source Gas for all your natural gas needs. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Continuing on with our D3 District Wrestling coverage brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. Let's continue on here with our post-match coverage at 160 pounds. The consolation match went to Armando Tapia, a winner by pin in 2 minutes and 20 seconds over Lance Taylor of Axtell. In the championship match, Wyatt Shockey of Amherst continues his winning ways over Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe. Made a heck of a move at the end of the second period for a pin in 3:43. He was up 4-0 at the time. So Shockey the winner in 3:43, the number two wrestler at 160. At 170 pounds, third place goes to Trey Colburn of Overton, a 3-1 win over Dylan Simonson of Sandhills Thedford. And in the championship, Stuart Hercock of Amherst wins it again after winning it for Ansley Arcadia last year, obviously in a different conference, but he wins it here, in the districts, I should say, so he wins districts again. Hercock, a 9-3 win over Alec McCurdy of Cambridge with that 9-3 victory. At 182 pounds, the consolation went to Garrett Nielsen of Eustis Farnham, winner by pin in 59 seconds over Charton Clark from North Central. And in the championship, it was Austin Pierce of SEM, a winner by pin in 3 minutes and 20 seconds over Vade Jensen of Wilcox Hildreth. That's the third time this year Pierce has beaten Jensen. Jensen, though able to score, and had a pretty good match until the pin came in for Pierce, winning it in 3:20. We'll give you the final three weight classes, team scores, and more on the MISCO's post-match report right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Back with more D3 District Wrestling coverage brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. Recapping what happened at 195 in the consolation match, Brock Schaff of Cambridge, who was beaten in the semis 1-0, coming in as the number two seed. He wins it 10-4 to take third place over Gary Payne of Sandhills Thedford. Cy Barnes, who beat Brock Schaff, takes second place to Dalton Meyer, the number one wrestler in the class at 195. A pin in 224 over Barnes of SEM. 220 pounds in the consolation match, Robert Hanna of Cambridge had a heck of a day. He wins it by a pin in 44 seconds over Shane Robbins, solid wrestler out of Eustis Farnham, who is 19-7 heading to state. But Hanna gets him in a pin in 44 seconds. In the championship, Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst, a winner by pin in a minute 36 seconds over Brandon Jarrett, of Overton. So Pfeiffer of Amherst over Jarrett of Overton, a pin in 136 to win the 220-pound weight class. Pfeiffer number two in the state at 220 pounds. And finally, at the heavyweight, consolation match went to Taylor Hyde of South Loop by a pin in 51 seconds over Clinton Fales of Anselmo Myrna. And, of course, in the championship, Michael Schaaf, a win in 13 seconds over Zach Zelensky of Overton. It's the fifth time that he has beaten him this year. But Schaaf now is just on a mission to make it as fast as possible as he can for these matches. He's on just a mission to win as quick as he can. Three matches, a total of 39 seconds on the mat, an average of 13 seconds per match, 15 seconds, 11 seconds, 13 seconds. He just gets that underhook. He takes it right into a headlock. He throws them on their back. You're not going to move Schaaf. And it's just a matter of how soon the referee hits the mat. So Dalton Meyer, Kalen Pfeiffer, Michael Schaaf, your winners at 195, 220, and 285 over Cy Barnes, Brandon Jared, and Zach Zelensky. Your team totals look like this. 17th place, Axtell with 15 points. Alma was 16th with 23 points. North Central was 15th with 24 points. Anselmo Myrna was 14th with 31 points. Ansley Arcadia, 13th with 35 points. In 12th was Wilcox Hildreth with 36. In 11th, South Loop with 43. Into the top 10, Elm Creek was 10th with 47. Elwood was 9th with 51.5. Pleasanton, 8th with 65.5. 7th was, well, a tie for 6th, actually, between Eustis Farnham and Arapahoe. Each had 66. A tie for 4th between SEM and Sandhill Stedford was 72. Overton finishes in third place with 76 points. Congratulations to the Eagles. Second place goes to Cambridge with 119 and winning the district with a 120.5 point margin of victory is Amherst. 239.5 points for Amherst. They take 10, one third, one second, and eight champions here today. But as you can tell, you've got some teams in there that just don't have a lot of wrestlers. Just because they didn't score more than 60 points doesn't mean that they didn't have a good day. Wilcox Hildreth had a good day. Elwood had a decent day. Overton had a great day. SEM had a good day. Pleasanton an okay day. So in the D, you just don't have as many kids as an Amherst or a Cambridge might have out. We'll take a break, be back, and get close to wrapping things up here on the D3 meet. You're listening to the Misco's post-match report here at Elm Creek.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. With over 30 years under our belt, we know that winter road conditions lead to more accidents than any other weather we see here in central Nebraska.
Simply put, there is no one else I trust.
Eustis Body Shop has a great reputation for quality work, and they earn that reputation.
Be careful, as road conditions can turn for the worse in a hurry. But if you get into an accident, always remember, call us for a tow. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back. D3 District Wrestling coverage continues here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the total team qualifiers for each school. Axtell has 1, Ansley Arcadia 3, South Loop 2, North Central has 1, Alma has 1, and Selma Myrna 2, Elwood with 3, Wilcox Hildreth has 2, Pleasanton has 3, Eustace Farnham 3, Elm Creek 2, Sandhill Stedford 4, Overton 4, Arapaho 4, SEM 4, Cambridge 6, and Amherst 10 qualifiers for the state meet, which again begins in Omaha on Thursday, and these Class D wrestlers will have the late session. B and C begin at 9:30 in the morning Thursday, followed by their consolation or their quarterfinal round, which gets underway right around noon, and then the A and D session begins at 4:30 on Thursday afternoon, and their quarterfinals get underway usually right around 8 o'clock. Then it's wrestlebacks for the classes B and C Friday at 9:30, at 12:30 for A and D on Friday. The semifinals and third round consolations are Friday night beginning at 5 o'clock. Live coverage of those matches will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And then Saturday they get started at 9 a.m. with the consolation semifinals, followed immediately by the third and fifth place matches. And the championships will be underway at this time 1 week from today, 2 o'clock, again on Nebraska Educational Television from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. I'll be in Omaha with updates all weekend long and live coverage of the semifinals, so be sure to keep it right here. We'll take one final break, wrap things up, and we'll do that after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska. Couple other things to pass along to you. The Nebraska men's basketball team falls to Penn State today, 67-51. Hastings College is currently playing Mount Marty on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Also, the Heartland Hoops Classic. They are continuing on with games that are currently going on over in Grand Island and are airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Donovan Trumbull and Central Catholic get going here at the top of the hour. Norfolk Catholic and Sutton are just wrapping up. And then at 5:45 here on Classic Hits, Minden will play Gretna.
South Sioux City and Grand Island at 7:30, SEM and Heartland Lutheran at 9. Sub-district basketball, we're all over the place. Monday we're clear here on Classic Hits, but Tuesday we'll have Centura against the Wood River Donovan Trumbull winner while Ravenna plays Shelton. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM Monday, it'll be Gibbon and Adams Central. The winner of that will play Minden Tuesday, and Kearney Catholic will play Hastings St. Cecilia Tuesday. That's going on the Breeze 94.5. From a couple other districts, Kearney High has qualified 13 for state. You can go to trackwrestling.com. That website has really picked up this year to help you find out more. Go to huskermat.com, Twitter with them a little bit if you're looking for more immediate information. Kearney, 9 in the finals, 4 in the consolation, so they get 13 onto the state tournament. Also, last check going on in Kearney at the Kearney Catholic C4 district. It was a nip-and-tuck race going into the finals between Valentine and Sergeant Burwell. Valentine had 178, Sergeant Burwell 173.5. Kearney Catholic looks like they get 5 to state with 107 points, but 4 of those were in the finals. Again here, your district champions were all seeded number 1, going to state. 106, Brian Weeches over Chris Worth. 113, Lucas Cox of Alma over Brant Florell of Amherst. At 120, Logan Dibbert of Amherst over Nick Johnson of Wilcox Hildreth. At 126, Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst over Kalen Farr of Cambridge. 132, Devin Dibbert of Amherst over Wyatt Kipp of Arapahoe. Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst over Derek Stabenow of Elm Creek. At 145, Aaron Winberg of Pleasanton over Chance Giles of Sandhills Thedford. At 152, Jake Wells of Anselmo Myrna over Calvin Frericks of SEM. At 160, Wyatt Shockey of Amherst over Patrick Gardner of Arapahoe. Stuart Hercock of Amherst wins 170 over Alec McCurdy of Cambridge. At 182, Austin Pierce of SEM beat Vade Jensen of Wilcox Hildreth. At 195, Dalton Meyer of Elm Creek defeated Cy Barnes of SEM. At 220, Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst over Brandon Jarrett of Overton. And at 285, Michael Schaff of Cambridge over Zach Zelensky of Overton. You've been listening to the Misco's post-match report, Misco's Sports. Although the retail store is closed in Kearney, that doesn't mean they're out of business. They're bigger and better than ever. Be listening for more of the great new ideas that they're going to be passing on, how you can get a hold of them on the website, how you can get your items ordered. But they still will be doing face-to-face work and call-ins on all of the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations as they've done for the last 40 years. So don't fret, Misco's is still there for you. Again, Amherst wins it with 239.5 points. They take 10 to state. Cambridge is the runner-up with 119. They take 6. And we'll have a whole lot more for you tomorrow on our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally at 3 o'clock. A big thank you again to Bob West, Stan Whistle, Randy Geyer, the entire crew here at Elm Creek for their hospitality as always. And for our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. Basketball a couple hours away in the Heartland Hoops Classic here on Classic Hits. But from the D3 District Wrestling Meet, I'm Doug Duda saying enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader. As a result of their excellent